This is Renee Nelson, and I'm going to do part two of my interview with Verna Sokolowski of Weibo, Montana. This is May 13th, 2015, and this is the continuation of my interview with Verna. Verna, can you tell me what role that religion played in your life as a young child and then as you went on throughout your life?
Well, I know that our parents were quite strict. And I don't know about my other sisters. If they had to kneel in front of my mother and say my prayers, I had to do that till I was about 13 years old. And they were very strict, so. And after that, I guess I got a little stubborn, but I didn't have to do it anymore. But I was old enough to know what I was doing, you know. Mm-hmm. And I could pray by myself. I didn't have to kneel in front of somebody.
Did you usually attend church services every week?
Every Sunday. Mm-hmm. We all went.
And that was a must.
Yes, that was. And then, like in the wintertime, we had all our uncles, Uncle Tony and Uncle John and Uncle Joe. They'd come with, there'd be so much snow that they'd come in sleds and horses Saturday evening down to our place and stay overnight. And then we'd all go to church in sleds and horses.
Oh my.
Then Mom would have dinner for all of them every Sunday. And she'd have, most of the time, she'd have chicken soup and homemade noodles.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, we had chicken soup. Mm-hmm. And so after they got through eating, then they had to go back, you know, mm-hmm. and go in their sleds. And that was one thing that we knew, and we had to go cross country to church.
And where did you go to church?
St. Philip's.
St. Philip's. And back then, St. Philip's was a town, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. Now it is just a church. The town has...
Yeah.
Is no more.
There's no town. Yeah, but there still is the dance hall there.
Mm-hmm. The dance hall and the church are still there mm-hmm. at St. Philip's. Mm-hmm. And did you, you want to tell about your first communion and confirmation?
You know, I don't remember much about it, but I know that when we went to First Holy Communion, we'd get these little books and a rosary. But we didn't do much in those days, you know. We just, and confirmation too. I don't know, the bishop would, did he slap you on your face or what?
He didn't slap me.
No. Anyway, I was 9 when I went to First Holy Communion, and then I was 13 when I went to confirmation.
Okay.
And I don't remember much about that, you know, we just went.
Okay. Tell me about the chores that you had to do as a young child.
Oh, we had a big coal stove in the living room, and so we always had to bring in wood and coal and leave it on the porch there. And so that every night I had to bring in coal and wood so that we'd have plenty to keep the house warm. Mm-hmm. And I had to milk cows. One time I milked 13 of them, and then Johnny and I, we had to separate it all, and we fed all the milk to the pigs. And we raised a lot of chickens. And we had chicken about every day. And... it was good. And we raised geese. I know one year we had about 50 geese. And the feathers we kept, and Mom made pillows out of them. Mm-hmm. Feather pillows, yeah. And so there was a lot of... We also had ducks once in a while, not too many.
Tell me about herding the geese.
Oh, and I had to herd the geese so they wouldn't get into the wheat field or oats field. And at one time they got in there, and then when I come to the house, I got a spank.
For letting the geese get
in. The geese got into the oats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was good. We sold some of the geese, but we had goose every Thanksgiving and every Christmas and whenever.
Yeah. Do you like goose?
It was good. It was good, yes. Mm-hmm. I prefer duck.
Do you?
There isn't as much meat on them, but, but the goose is good too.
Mm-hmm. And you had an ice box in your house. Tell me about how you gathered the ice. For the ice box.
Oh yeah, we had an ice box, and the top of this is where you put the ice, and then the bottom keeps everything cold. There's a door there. And my dad used to cut ice on the Beaver Creek, and then we had an ice house. And he'd put straw in there and cut ice in the Beaver Creek and drag it out of there and put it in ice house, and we'd put some cool slack over the ice, and then straw on the top. And this ice would keep all summer. And then when we'd need it, we'd go there with a wheelbarrow, and then we'd take it to the pump and pump water on it to clean it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then every Sunday, we made ice cream, homemade ice cream.
Wow, the cream from the cows.
With the cream from the cows, and it was really good. I don't know where the ice cream freezer is by now, but it probably isn't around anymore. But we take turns turning it. Put ice and salt and ice and salt.
Mm-hmm. And cream and sugar.
I'm sure Uncle Tony said that too. And they was down to our place a lot, back and forth. We'd visit there. And Auntie Doe was such a good cook. She made the best bread. And potato salad. I remember she made potato salad, and it was so good. Yeah.
How far away did they live from you?
Well, Uncle Tony's lived where your son is living now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was probably about 13 or 15 miles.
From our place.
From your place.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not quite that far. Maybe more like 10 miles.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah. So they would come down on Sundays with all their family. And
we'd have a lot of picnics, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where they don't have those picnics out under trees and stuff.
No.
And we used to have a lot of picnics. And there'd be a lot of kids. And when all the EFTAs got together, you know, there was quite a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you got to play with all your cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go ice skating on the creek?
Yeah, we did kind of go skating, but we didn't have skates. We just skated.
Oh, with your shoes.
We'd do our shoes, yeah. And then I used to ride a saddle horse a lot and herd cattle. And so, it's funny. I never took pictures of me and my horse.
You should have.
And I didn't. I wished I would have.
Yeah.
Because later on, I did get a camera before I was married.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
Tell me about your early married life.
Oh, we didn't have much when we got married. We just had each other. But Stanley worked out, and later on he got a carpenter's job, and I just stayed home and worked and raised a garden. I raised even some chickens, and my dad gave me a cow so we could milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had a calf. And then we started a few cattle, and not too many.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd go out Saturday nights. And then this one time there was this waltz contest at Jack's Club. And there was people from all around, from Dickinson, Baker, Glenda, oh boy, that top part was just packed. And Stanley and I won first prize for waltzing.
Wow, that's great.
You did.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we got $25 at that time. This was in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
We got married in the 40s. And so at that time, well, I guess we just went downstairs and had something to eat.
Yeah. At that time, $25 was probably a lot of money.
That's a long time ago. Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and we'd go out Saturday night to dance. It was just good exercise for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you have lived in Weibo now, at your house in Weibo, where you live right now.
Yeah.
You're still living in your own home, which I think is remarkable. But you have been living here for 32 years.
I know.
So, when you retired and moved into town from the farm, how did you feel about that? Did you miss the farm? Were you glad to be in town?
I was glad to be in town, and I was glad that we moved off of there and are in town, because we always got snowed in so out there, and then we couldn't get out, and it was so much better in town than there that I didn't even miss it.
Yeah. Did you probably had more comforts in town, you know? In town you could, I mean, it would be easy to go to church rather than, you know, having to drive.
Yeah, at first I think we went to church to St. Philip's for a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was the one mentioned, why drive so far when there is a church under our nose right here? So then we start going to St. Peter's here.
Yes. Because to drive to St. Philip's from Weibo is about 15 miles.
That's right.
And part of it is gravel roads.
Yes.
Country roads.
So anyway, we saved on gas and we saved on the tires.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, no, we'd never go back out there, you know. Everything is falling apart now.
Mm-hmm.
Up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you can think of that you would like to add? Most of your sisters or siblings, most all of them, stayed in the Weibo area.
They did, yes.
So that was nice that you had your family, mm-hmm. so much of your family close by.
Yeah.
Okay, any other stories you can remember?
Well, and we had neighbors close, and we'd visit one another, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And where that I kind of missed my neighbors, you know. Now there's hardly nobody living out there.
I know. When you lived out on the farm, did you have a telephone?
Not right away, till towards the end.
Yeah.
Because it was where people had to put in their names, and you could only have so many on the line.
Oh.
And so we couldn't get on.
And then you had a party line where you had a specific ring, and you could hear everybody's ring.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
Listen in.
Yeah.
So you had to be careful what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the neighbors, you know, a telephone ring, well, yeah, then you'd go, listen, who's that?
Well, that probably took the place of television, which they probably didn't have. That was, you know, that was entertainment for them.
Yeah, and we didn't have a TV either for a long time. And then I know the kids used to go down to Miski's and watch TV there for some programs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, what's on TV, it isn't worth watching.
I know. Even if you have a whole bunch of channels, you still can't find anything
no.
to watch.
Yeah, I got put on two more channels, and I hardly ever watch it, because it's just dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Just no sense to some of that.
I know.
Yeah. And so I think we're glad that we moved into Weibo. And so it was easier for, because then Stanley didn't feel good from then on.
Oh.
He had so many surgeries,
mm-hmm.
kidney. And
So basically you moved into town when he retired because of health issues.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and then when you live in town, it's easier to access medical care too.
Yeah. And when you live out in the country, why, I went to town to Beach once a week to get my grocery. And here sometimes you go 2 or 3 times to the store.
Yes.
It's so handy.
I know.
Yeah.
You don't have to stock up with a whole bunch of stuff like you did when you lived out in the country.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's convenience nowadays.
It's really convenience, yes.
Yeah. So okay, well, I can't think of anything else to add. If you would have any other stories you would like to add?
I really don't know of any more.
Okay.
We worked just like everybody else worked, you know, to keep ends going.
Yes. Well, and then you had a busy job raising 3 children, too.
And I had to, and I took them to St. Philip's, to the school every day.
Oh.
So I had the car and Stanley had the pickup, so I had to drive him because that was too far for them to walk.
Right, yeah. Well, I know some of your sisters never did get a driver's license.
They never drove.
So you were one of the ones that...
Oh, yeah.
That
Helen drove because she was a teacher.
Oh.
But she didn't drive that much. She drove to school and back. She taught at St. Philip's. And then I think she... taught at the Podolsky School, that's way down south, there by Morris's. You probably don't know where that is.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Okay. And that's where Helen taught, too. So she almost had to know how to drive.
Right.
Yeah, but she didn't drive too much. And, but I did. I would drive away to Baker, and I drove to Dickinson and Glendive, and I don't know. I'd pick up all the girls, and we'd go to Baker and visit Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. You were the liberated one of all the children.
So I learned to drive after we got married.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess if you can't think of anything else, this will conclude our interview for today. And I thank you very much for doing this project.
Well, thank you, too.
Oh, you're welcome.